welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 609. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from The Umbrellas from San Francisco. The song is called Write It in the Sky, and that's the A-side of a new 7-inch that just came out on Slumberland Records on June 24th. Just excellent jangle pop there. Pick up that 7-inch. Vinyl is fun. Music for you this week, lots of it. This is The Recuerdos with Una Idea Genial. Friends is just some rock and roll. That is Los Pepes from London with the song I Remember You. That's on the new album, The Happiness Program, which came out June 24th on Beluga Records or Wanda Records or Adrenaline Fix, depending on where you are, and maybe even earlier on Snap Records, though I'm not sure exactly how that happened. Just excellent power pop there. Before that, we heard from Los Acuerdos with the song Una Idea Inicial. That's on the band's EP Entre Maca y Juan Gabriel. Boy, that Duolingo Spanish is paying off, ain't it? That's a band from Madrid. That EP, digital only, 4-song. Find that one on Bandcamp. Self-released. All that stuff just came out June 10th. A little derivative, but also very fun to listen to. Let's just keep going here. Let's go to Finland. This is Kiss Disease and Larger Than Life.
Yeah. to square. Time still moving on and on and on, but you don't care.
The legendary Michael Monroe with the song Everybody's Nobody. That's on his new album, I Live Too Fast to Die Young, that just came out June 10th on Silver Lining Music. That album's a little glam, a little hard rock, a lot of very poppy sheen to it, and I won't apologize for how much I love Michael Monroe or Hanoi Rocks. Before that, we heard from Kiss Disease, also from Helsinki, with the song Larger Than Life. That's on the album You Met Me at a Strange Time, which came out June 3rd on Swart Records. That's the band's full-length debut. I think I liked their 2020 7-inch a little bit better, but there's still some tracks on here that are very nice, and I think that's one of them. Anyway, I guess I should know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully, I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. More music here, going back to 1979 for Rudy and Sometimes.
Oh, always just be first come first, a romance. If I hung around, would they think me a pest? Unless I had a rock and roll man truck dress. Like sacrificial bulls in the modern elect. They genuflect the asymmetric prayers. So maximally masculine, yet so alone. The closest companion, the clean underwear. Down the muscle boy. Their daily exercises give them more liberty. And muscle boys, tell me who you would respect. The guy I'm talking it was a lean fat to think that our lives are only skin deep in this world of ours. Would you rather ride a pumpkin or a custom car? Muscle day today, he'll do anything to keep young another day. Muscle boys don't have to conquer worlds for power. You can get it now at the YMCA. Do they get mad? Do they get sad? Do they use deodorant to dry their tears? Yeah. So healthy a plot, but still there's no stop to the increase in perfection of the coming years.
Was delightfully campy, wasn't it? That was the Mumps from New York. The song's called Muscle Boys, and it's one of the B-sides from a 1978 EP they released, though I picked that up on a compilation called Rock and Roll This, Rock and Roll That. The best case scenario, you've got Mumps. How's that for a title? That was released in June of 2021 on Omnivore Records. The band had a handful of singles, and this collects them all, as well as a lot of bonus tracks from the band's kind of early to mid-70s period, where they were a little bit like a, I don't know, a Crystal Flyers or a Dr. Feelgood, with a little bit of camp in there, a little bit of pub rock, actually. And I like that compilation quite a bit. Before that, we heard from Rudy with the song Sometimes. That's on the band's album Big Time, The Best of Rudy. That's a compilation that Anagram put out in 1996. Originally, that was a B-side for one of the band's 1979 singles. I think they only released two singles, but this collects them as well as a lot of bonus tracks, so both of those compilations get a thumbs up from me. Anyway, I'm about out of time, so let's wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 609. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, we've got the Whiffs playing Club Sandwich on the 4th. Michael Sarah Palin is playing Farewell on the 5th. That's like an all-day show with a ton of bands and a pool party, evidently, which that venue doesn't have a pool, so I'm not sure how that's going to happen. I think we'll all be swimming in a horse trough or something. On the 6th, Slut Bomb is at the Stable. Via Luna is playing Record Bar on the 8th. On the 9th, Super Crush at Greenhouse. On the 10th, Creepy Jingles have a matinee at the Replay. On the 16th, Midwest Telegram is playing at the Toilet Bowl. Motley Crue, with all their friends, are playing at the Kaufman on the 19th. Advanced Bass, however, is playing at Manor that night, and that's probably where I'll be. On the 22nd, Ultimate Fakebook at the Bottleneck. 27th, Shins are coming to the Midland. 29th, Drifter has an interesting show at the Replay. On the 30th, Tiny moving parts are bringing the emo to Granada. And on the 31st, LA Witch is at the Record Bar. Looking into August, we've got Uncouth at Farewell on the 1st, Pigeon Pit at Club Sandwich that night, Horse Jumper of Love at Farewell on the 3rd, on the 5th, Eggs of on Mars at Manor, and then on the 8th, Courtney Love and Lucy Dacus at the Midland. Looking at the website, a few new interesting things out there. Photos and videos of my thoughts of the New Obsession, Secret Shame, Alina Mara, and Nightosphere show, as well as the same for the Bad Ideas Punks in the Parking Lot series that I've invented. Probably more stuff up there by the time you listen, so click on the website, see what we got out there. Anyway, one track left for you here. I'm going to play one by a band called Whimsical from Dyer, Indiana, at Chicagoland. The song's called Just a Dream, and it's on the band's album Melt, which came out April 1st of this year on Shelf Life Records here in the U.S. or Through Love Records in Europe. It's excellent dream pop. The album through and through is good. Listen, put on those headphones, drift away. It's one of those kind of albums, so drift away to this one. This one's called Just a Dream.